American Language Course, Book 26, Tape 2B. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 2B. Look at Figure 1. Listen to the words that are underlined in the paragraphs, then repeat them.
Editor. Editor. Stresses. Stresses. Objective. Objective. Assumed. Assumed. Been charged with. Been charged with. Editorials. Editorials. Viewpoints. Viewpoints. Put across. Put across. Governor. Governor. Assumed. Assumed. Chipped in. Chipped in. Resign. Resign.
Look at the paragraphs and listen. Don't repeat.
Dave Hall is the editor of the Daily Press. He decides what will be in the newspaper and supervises the writers. He stresses the importance of reporting the facts fairly and insists that the writers be objective. Since he assumed his duties as editor 6 years ago, some reporters have been accused of making mistakes, but none have been charged with letting their feelings influence their writing. Often Dave writes editorials that contain his opinions about things he feels are important. These articles are printed on the editorial page, along with letters that have been written to the newspaper by people who want to share their own viewpoints with others. Because he can put across ideas clearly and forcefully, his writing has a lot of influence. Dave's ability is so highly respected that he was offered a job by the governor. Since they felt sure he'd want to work for the highest-ranking official in state government, Dave's co-workers assumed that he'd leave his job at the press as soon as possible. They chipped in to buy him a gift and began planning his going away party. However, he decided not to resign.
Now look at the paragraphs and answer some questions. Use the underlined words in your answers.
What is Dave Hall's job at the Daily Press? Repeat. He's the editor. What does he stress? Repeat. He stresses the importance of reporting the facts fairly. What does he insist that the writers be? Repeat. He insists that they be objective. When did he become the editor? Repeat. He assumed his duties as editor 6 years ago. then, have any reporters been accused of letting their feelings influence their writing? Repeat. No, none of them have been charged with that. What kind of article does Dave often write? Repeat. He often writes editorials. Why do people write letters to the newspaper? Repeat. Because they want to share their own viewpoints with others. Why does Dave's writing have a lot of influence? Repeat, because he can put across his ideas clearly and forcefully. What position does the governor hold? Repeat, the governor is the highest ranking official in state government. Did Dave's co-workers think he'd stay at the press? Repeat. No, they assumed he'd leave as soon as possible. How did they get enough money to buy him a gift? Repeat. They all chipped in. Did he leave his job as editor? Repeat. No, he didn't resign.
Look at figure 2. Listen to the question, then choose the correct answer.
Number 1. Did they understand the message? Number 2. Is your opinion the same as his? Number 3. Has the doctor pointed out that exercise is important? Number 4. Has anyone been accused of the crime yet? Number 5. Do you think the report is fair? Number 6. Who serves as head of the state government? Number 7. Do you plan to keep on working here? Number 8. Do you suppose you'll be reassigned soon? In the newspaper. Number 10. What is the editor working on right now? Number 11. Who's serving in the base commander's position now? Number 12. Will you contribute to the supervisor's gift?
Listen and check your answers.
Number 1 is A. Number 2 is B. Number 3 is B. Number 4 is B. Number 5 is B. Number 6 is B. Number 7 is A. Number 8 is A. Number 9 is A. Number 10 is B. Number 11 is A. Number 12 is B.
Listen to the questions again, then answer them. Don't repeat the question, just read the correct answer.
Number 1. Did they understand the message? Repeat. No, I wasn't able to put it across. Number 2. Is your opinion the same as his? Repeat. Yes, we have the same viewpoint. Number 3. Has the doctor pointed out that exercise is important? Repeat. Yes, he stressed it several times. Number 4. Has anyone been accused of the crime yet? Repeat. No. No one has been charged with it. Number 5. Do you think the panel's report is fair? Repeat. Yes, I think it's very objective. Number 6. Who serves as head of the state government? Repeat. That's the governor's job. Number 7. Do you plan to keep on working here? Repeat. No, I plan to resign. Number 8. Do you suppose you'll be reassigned soon? Repeat. Yes, that's what I assume. Number 9. Who decides what will be printed in the newspaper? Repeat. The editor does that. Number 10. What is the editor working on right now? Repeat. He's writing an editorial. Number 11. Who's serving in the base commander's position now? Repeat. Colonel Davis has assumed it. Number 12. Will you contribute to the supervisor's gift? Repeat. Yes, I'll be glad to chip in for it.
Look at figure 3 now. Look at the dialogue and listen to the underlined words. Then repeat them.
Author. Author. Opposed. Opposed. Handicap. Handicap. Strange. Strange. Comes up with. Comes up with. Break in on. Break in on.
Now, listen to the dialogue and repeat it.
Did the governor ask Dave to write a book for him?
Yes. He wanted Dave to be the author of his biography.
Why was Dave against the idea?
He opposed it because of his friendship with the governor.
Wouldn't that have been an advantage?
Dave didn't think so. He felt it would be a handicap.
That's a strange reason for refusing the job.
Not for Dave. He often comes up with unusual explanations.
I'm sorry to break in on your conversation, but I thought you'd want to know that Mr. Hall's looking for you.
You didn't interrupt anything important, Bob. Thanks for the information.
Look at figure 4. Look at the paragraphs and repeat the underlined words.
Chapters. Chapters. Hardships. Hardships. Handicap. Handicap. Legislature. Legislature.
Now, listen to the paragraphs. Don't repeat.
When a book is written about Governor James Gray's life, it will tell an interesting story. The early chapters will have to deal with his difficult childhood, when his family was very poor and he was often ill. Despite these hardships, he finished high school and obtained a college education. The next section of the book will tell how he cured himself of a speech handicap that sometimes made him difficult to understand. Later, the people of his district elected James to the state legislature, and he became one of its most successful lawmakers. The last chapters will focus on Governor Gray's election and his many accomplishments while in office.
Look at figure 5. Listen to a sentence, then select the correct answer.
Number 1. The weather's been strange lately. Number 2. The book has 22 chapters. Number 3. Who's the author of your textbook? Number 4. Lack of education is often a handicap. number 5, the company's employees oppose the plan. Number 6. This parking space is for people with handicaps. Number 7. People faced many hardships during the war. Number 8. The TV announcer broke in on the program. Number 9. What do members of the legislature do? Number 10. I can't come up with a solution to the problem.
Check your answers, then listen and repeat the sentences.
Number 1 is B. Repeat. The weather's been strange lately. Number 2 is B. Repeat. The book has 22 chapters. Number 3 is A. Repeat. Who's the author of your textbook? Number 4 is B. Repeat. Lack of education is often a handicap. Number 5 is B. Repeat. The company's employees oppose the plan. Number 6 is A. Repeat. This parking space is for people with handicaps. Number 7 is B. Repeat. People faced many hardships during the war. Number 8 is B. Repeat. The TV announcer broke in on the program. Number 9 is A. Repeat. What do members of the legislature do? Number 10 is A. Repeat. I can't come up with a solution to the problem.
This is the end of tape 2B.